We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your peace, Father. Your glory will reign, Father. Your peace will reign, Jesus. Your presence will reign, Father. Your mercy, Jesus. We worship you, Father. You are high and lifted up, Father. We magnify you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We love you, Father, because you first loved us, Father. I love you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Jesus. We bless you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, you're holy, Father. You're holy, Lord. You're holy, Lord. We bless you, Father. We worship you, Father. Jesus, we adore you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, Father. There's freedom in your presence, Father. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed, Jesus. We worship you, Father. We magnify you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father. You are the great I Am, Lord, Father. We worship you, we magnify you, Father, tonight. Because you're worthy, Father. You're so worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Father, no matter the situation.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't stop. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Just say the name of Jesus. Standing or sitting, just say the name of Jesus. Over and over again, just say Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Give you praise, O God. Praise you, O Lord. Praise you, O God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Jesus. 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 Perfect. Father, we bless you this evening. We thank you for every individual here today, Father. In whatever state they're in, Lord, I thank you that they're here. The marvelous thing about you, Father, is you're just so happy that they're here. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they've done. They are here today because they're crying out within themselves, I need help. Jesus, you are that help that our soul so cries for. I don't care, Father. I thank you that you are the healer. You are that confidence that we need. You are a God that we have called to trust with our heart, Lord. I thank you, Father, for everyone here today. May your anointing be strong. Your convicting power strong. And the word ministered with so much simplicity that even a baby could understand it, Father. May I be so sensitive, Lord, to what you want. Now, just like last week, like your glory filled this place last week, Father. Same glory every single week, every single service, Father. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. So we give you praise in advance for the work that you are going to do, Holy Father. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Before we go on, before we get serious with the word. Deidre in here quitting? Deidre? Okay, I see you. I got a confession for you today. Your pastor walked in lust. But your pastor walked in lust today. I saw Deidre walking towards the house with a big old white plate. That's what you got there, Deidre. That sat down at my table. I knew what it was. It was a hamburger. So Deidre's at the house all the time. We eat together, me and him, Mackenzie, McElroy, other kids. I said, I'm going to sit at the table with my buddy Deidre. So I could smell that double cheeseburger. What you got there, Deidre? He said, a triple cheeseburger. Where'd you get it from? Told me the name of the restaurant, Chile Caliente. How much you pay for it? prayed he'd get the head that I wanted to buy. I got it free. What you got on there? Onions. Tastes good?
Yeah.
Guess what? I ended up eating a bologna sandwich. Because my dear beloved friend wouldn't even give me a French fry, man. And I lusted today like you would never lust over something in my life. I could just take, even my wife was asleep and she smelt the burger. What you got, Deidre? Nothing. And my friend and my pal didn't even let me lick the ketchup off the plate, man. So I admit today I did walk in lust for about 10 minutes and then I was angry. My friend's eating a double cheeseburger and I'm eating a bologna sandwich with Miracle Whip and generic Cheetos. They weren't even real. They weren't even the real ones. My wife's on a budget now. She didn't even buy the real thing. They didn't even say free. I don't know what they said. I think they were made in Mexico. I don't know. So I got a confession that I walked in lust today over a hamburger. What do you think I'm going to do after church today? Go buy me a cheeseburger. And I hope you go to my house, either, because you ain't getting now a bit of it. Now a bit. Like my black friends say, you ain't getting now a bit of it. Hallelujah. Who's happy to be here today? Be honest. I see Quentin raised his hand. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm happy, guys. I'm happy at the work the Lord's doing in my heart. I'm happy. Real happy. We had a real strong service last week. The power of God was real strong in this place last week. Real strong. And now Barbara Fish is here today, so it should be twice as strong this time. Because Barbara's here now. That's because she wasn't even here. Now she's here, her and Bennett. Whew. We might just receive revival tonight, Miss Barbara. Hallelujah. Bible says, I want to help you. I'm here to help you with, I'm here to help you grow in God. But you know, I can't help you grow in God lest I grow in God. It's an impossible situation to help you grow in God lest I grow in God. And I see so many people in the church serve God in seasons, you know. What's wrong? You know, I'm there. In 3 months. Hallelujah. That's good. That's good. But do you know that we're to serve God every single day of our life? Every day of our life. But do you know why people, they do good? And I'm here to help people that are in that state, not to judge you, but to help you through my personal experiences on how not to serve God in seasons, but to serve Him all the time. Now, I don't have a Bible with me, so I got to rely on what I've read. So if I miss a verse or whatever, just got to forgive me. I'm still working on receiving my healing. You know, Jesus talk is crazy talk. Today, I went to talk to the pastor in the morning. And many of you know already that the doctors, they say that I'm legally blind. That's what they say. But Jesus talk is crazy talk. You know, Jesus talk is, you know, you can walk on water. You can raise the dead. Yeah, that's crazy talk to the natural mind today. My pastor says, how's your eyes doing? I said, they're a lot better. Then I walked out and ran into the door. Nose first. I said, but I'm healed, Pastor, in Jesus' name. Had a concussion. But we need to learn to live and talk what the Word of God says about our situation. I ran right into that door, hit my nose. I said, oh, I'm healed, Pastor, in Jesus' name. I can see. I got hawk eyes. But the thing why people, they don't find God interesting even being Christians is, Psalms 34 says, taste and see that what? He said, listen, he gave an invitation. Now, Psalms 34 was written to believers in God. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Perfect example. I'm sure that hamburger was delicious. But I didn't get to taste and see how good it was because DJ was greedy. I would have loved to taste and seen how good that double hamburger was with onions, pickles, and lettuce and tomato and extra mayonnaise. But I didn't get to taste how good it was because I didn't get to sick my... If he would have gave me that burger in my hand, I would have tore that thing up. I would have seen how really good it was. If I didn't get that opportunity, right, Deidrin? Yeah, we have a flat tire on the way home anyway. The Bible says the same thing to me and you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Think about that now. Then he gave us the perfect instruction. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then he said, blessed is the man that trusteth in God. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then he said, blessed is the man that trusteth in God. Then he said, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Listen to me now. I want to go real slow. I feel the teacher on me. He said, taste and see. He's telling me and you, taste and see and listen, that the Lord is good. Then he didn't stop there with the instruction. He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in him and God. He said, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. Listen to what he said. First he said, taste and see. Then he said, trust. Then he said, fear. Taste and see, Deidrin, that I'm good. Blessed are you, Deidrin, if you put your trust in me. Fear me, Deidrin, says the Lord. He said, taste and see. Then he said, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I had a friend stop by my house that I grew up with. Good friend of mine. He's not a Christian. He came to my house and we've always played around, and he knocked at my door. I said, what's up? He said, I heard you were dying. That's what he told me. Joking with me, though. He was joking with me. He said, I heard you were dying. But he cussed in Spanish. It sounded real funny. Then he said, well, you need me to be a pallbearer? I'll be a pallbearer. I said, well, thank God for you, buddy. And he went on for about 5 minutes. We hadn't talked in a long time, and he probably said the F word several times. He said, I'm sorry, I forgot to cuss upon you. He said MF word again a couple times, maybe about 10 times during the conversation. Then I asked him about a member of his family that I knew was incarcerated. He said, oh, I trust in God. He's coming out. I got faith. I trust in God. Now, I'm going to let you judge that lifestyle by what I teach you in a little bit. F that, MF this. Oh, my bad. How's blankety blank person? Oh, I got a lot of faith in God. He's coming out. I said, did something happen? Oh, no. I got faith. Psalm 34 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So what I got to get over to you is what trusting in God is. If I can't get over to you what it means to trust in God, then I have failed you tonight. The pressure is on me to teach you what it means to trust in God. Because if you trust in God, you will taste and see how powerful he is. But lest you trust in him, he will never be of significance to you. You can be a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost and never see the power and the goodness of the Almighty God in your life, lest you learn how to trust him. But if you learn how to trust him, I will give you a promise tonight that you will see how powerful and mighty the Almighty God is. But you must first learn to trust him. If you can't trust him, if I don't teach you how to trust him, you will never see how powerful this man named Jesus Christ is. You will hear about him the rest of your life and never think God is powerful. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Listen to what he said. Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no lack to those that fear him. He said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. Listen to this. But they that fear the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Then he says something so significant. He said, hearken unto me, children. We're still working on figuring out, Quentin, what it means to trust in God. He said, hearken. He said, listen to me, children. He said, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. First he said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then he said, blessed is the man that trusts in him. Then he said, fear him. So what I got to get over to you is, what does it mean to fear God? If you can ever learn to fear Him, not like that kind of fear, but fearing a biblical fear, you will trust Him. And once you trust Him, that qualifies you to taste and see how powerful He is. I never thought I could get over the fact, my God, I would have just told me I was blind. People got to drive me around all over town, but I have never in my life, Miss Ashton, been so happy with my personal walk with Jesus Christ. I've never in my life felt so much peace and anointed in my life. And my eyesight's coming back, I promise you that. But I've never felt His peace and His love in my heart like I have this last month and a half. He said, though, listen to me, youth of the Family Prayer Center, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Well, if fearing God means that I trust God, and if trusting God means that I'm going to taste and see that He's good, then I want to know how to fear Him. Don't you? He said, listen to me, children, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Here it is. This is what He asked of me and you. This is what qualifies me to fear God. And if I fear God, I trust God. And if I trust God, I'm finna taste and see, like my black people say, I'm finna taste and see how good He is. Quentin's taught me a lot of slang. Quentin's black. He's my son. Look just alike. Afro and everything. He's taught me some slang. When he first moved into the house 8 years ago, I said, Quentin, would you like some pork rinds? Quentin, we have pork rinds. And those ain't no pork rinds, them things skins. So I learned that black people don't call pork rinds pork rinds, they call them skins. What was the other thing you taught me, Quentin? Oh, I had sugar-free Kool-Aid. He thought I was crazy. Sugar-free Kool-Aid? Black people don't be drinking no sugar-free Kool-Aid. And he's right, because when he makes Kool-Aid, the whole bottom part is all sugar. You can see it, it's like snow, the bottom of the dang gallon. So he taught me a couple things. But if there's anything I want to know how to fear God. Because if I learn how, please listen to me, I beg you, this is for your help with Christ, your personal walk to get you to see how powerful our God is. So I must learn what the fear of the Lord is. And people say, well, that's an Old Testament teaching. You're right and you're wrong, because 1 Peter talks about it too. He said, come to me, young people, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Listen to what he said. He said, what man of you desires life and long days that he may see good? The writer says, he's asking the question, do you want an extended life? Do you want health, long days, and peace? Do you want the blessing of God in your life? I say yes to that. What do you say to that? If somebody says to you, I got the key to all of you on how to receive long life, health, prosperity, all that heaven is, I'm going to show you how to receive all that heaven is, I'd raise my hand up in a heartbeat. He said, let me show you what the fear of the Lord is. He said, what man of you is that wants a long life, Courtney, to live a good life, to have many days in God? Well, that's all of us. He said, well, let me teach you what the fear of the Lord is. Listen to this. He said, first taste and see that God is good. Then he said, blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Then he said, fear Him. David writes to us, I want to show you what it is to fear God. If you want a long life in God, you want a happy life in God, you want to die with the joy of God in your heart and live a long, prosperous life in God, this is what you do. I said, well, I want to know, David. I want to know what it's like to taste and see that God is so good. He gave me and you the perfect, I ain't going to keep you long. He gave me and you the perfect, this is why people serve God in seasons. Because 3 months you do good in God, and 3 months you do bad in God. What I mean by doing bad in God, you slip back into the things of the world. 1 John says, love not the world or the things of the world. For many a man love the world, the love of the Father is not working in him. If you're a Christian and you're flirting with the world's ways are completely contrary to the kingdom of God. So something's going to give in those 3 months where you're playing with the world. Your interest for God will diminish. And your interest for the world, because you're entertaining the world, is going to increase. I'm going to say some things that might offend tonight, but those aren't my intentions. What I'm going to tell you is the words of the living God. My dear friend Alex has made a stand like no other young man that I've known. And he'll tell you that, though he's not, I know his flaws and he knows my flaws. But he'll tell you that the ultimate peace in his life, he had to come to a conclusion where I got to go into Jesus. But the writer said, Courtney, to me and you, I'm sitting right there next to you, Courtney, I want to be taught by God's word. He said, listen to me, children, and I'm going to teach you the fear of the Lord. So what man of you desires life that he may see good days and see many days? This is what he said. This is the instruction. This qualifies me and you to fear God. If I fear God, I trust God. If I trust God, I'm going to see how good he is. This is the instruction he gave me and you, Psalms 34. He said, keep your tongue from evil, and your lips, that they speak no guile. Listen to this. He said, depart from evil. This is the instruction that God's word gave me for a continual blessing from the Almighty God. I want it, Miss Ashton. I want it. I want it so bad. He said, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Barbara, how can you break down the word deceit? What does that mean, Barbara? I know what it means, but how can I explain it to him? Like, guile, is that what it is? Or anybody know? Alex, anybody? I'll find what it means. But he said, this is the secret. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. This is what he said. Depart from evil and do good. This is what he said, though. Keep your lips from what? From evil. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Depart from evil and do good. How do you think you can keep your tongue from speaking evil? According to what I just said on the latter part of that verse. My friend, if you live in evil, or you live according to this world, you'll never change your speech. You'll never change what you say about people because you're living in it. He said, this is the fear of the Lord. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue. Listen to the next part. He gave me and you instruction, Miss Courtney. He gave me and you instruction how to taste and see how powerful this man, Jesus Christ, is. That's why the church cannot get excited about God, because they do the contrary to the instruction that David gave me and you on how to live a good, prosperous life in God. We can't live the way we want to and expect to feel who God is in our life. It doesn't add up, my friends. It doesn't add up. I can't live the way I want to live for 3 months and then expect to feel all that God is. No, it does not work like that. He said, I'm going to teach you what it is to walk in the fear of God. Keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Listen to what he said. If I keep my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit, if I depart from evil and I do good and I seek peace and I pursue it, listen what the next part of that teaching says. He says, Homer, he says, Courtney, he says, Deidre, he says, Alyssa, he says, Alex, he says, Rosie, Barbara, Bennett, he said, if you keep your tongue from evil, If you keep your lips from speaking deceit, if you depart from evil, when you do good, if you seek peace and you pursue it, listen to what the next part of Psalms 34 says. He said, when a man or woman keeps their tongue from evil regarding people, when they keep their lips from speaking deceit, when they depart, what do you mean by departing from evil? You know what I mean by departing from evil. Whatever thing you do that's not right, that's the evil. He's asking me and you to depart from it. You want to get specific, Pastor? Well, I don't have to get specific with you. If you're born again, you know what you're doing is wrong. I don't have to get specific. That's not none of my business. That's why you can't get excited about Jesus. Because you can't continually do evil and get excited about God. Either you're not born again or you're on your verge out of the kingdom. But listen to the comfort and the confidence, Miss Courtney, that he gives me. If I keep my tongue from evil, if I keep my lips from speaking deceit, he said, Homer, if you depart from evil, Homer, if you seek peace, if you seek God and you pursue God, listen to the confidence and the reward that he gave me. He said, if you do these things, Mackenzie, if you do these things, my eyes are upon you and my ears are open unto your prayers. So if I live right, Jesus, I get to taste and see all that you are. He said, son, my eyes are upon you from heaven, and my ears are open unto anything that you want in me, son. That's why I know. Don't feel sorry for me right now. Don't feel sorry for me. Because I know that these eyes will be perfect. I'm going to wake up one morning, DJ, and say, ah! I got a joke real quick. The doctor told me, now you're going to go through all these treatments and you're going to have floaties in your eyes. Who knows what a floatie in your eye is? Anybody know what that is? You see like black floating things in your eyes because they've been working my eyes so much, and you see like black objects in your eyes. And they float, they go across your eye, and you follow them like this. You don't know what it is. I'm like this. The other day, I had one that was shaped like a lizard, and I didn't know it was a floatie. So I was walking, I looked to my wall. I thought I saw a lizard, Deidre. So I do what all Mexicans do. Took off my shoe. I'm finna get that lizard. And I seen as I moved, the lizard moved. I would get closer to the lizard and he'd move another foot. The lizard would keep moving. So I threw my shoe at the lizard. And I thought I hit him. But I looked back and he was still alive. Oh, I think I must have missed. I'd move my head, he'd move. I'd move my head, he'd move. Boom! I couldn't kill him. Lo and behold, it finally hit me. It was a floaty in my eye. It looked just like a lizard, Deidrin. So I was exhausted and out of breath trying to kill the lizard. Now I got to put my shoe on. Man, hold on. What you laughing at, son? So my friends, you got to love God more than your own selfish ambition. No, that's wrong. You got to not even love yourself. You got to hate yourself. Jesus asked the disciples, who do ye say that I am? Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And then a few verses down, listen to what he said. I never knew it till the other day. He said, who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am, Simon Peter? Oh, you're Jesus, the Son of God. Then a couple of verses down, Jesus said, if any man desire to come after me. So after we get born again and after we know Jesus, these are Jesus' instructions for me and you. He said, if any man desires to come after me, let him first take up his cross and deny himself. And deny his selfish ambition. And deny the lust of the flesh. Deny everything that would separate him from Jesus Christ. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Keep thy tongue from evil, thy lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil. Listen, he's talking to me and you. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace, church, and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord, Dietrich, are upon you, and his ears are open unto their prayer. Listen to the latter part. He said, but the face of the Lord is against the evil. If 1 week we're hearing God and the next week we're there, there's not one thing that the Almighty God can do for me and you. All that lies ahead of our life is a lifestyle of misery and separation from this man named Jesus Christ. Is it a challenge? Yeah. It's a challenge. But it's a challenge that has already been won in Jesus Christ. I'm not perfect. Ask my kids that live with me. I'm not perfect, but I'll tell you this, my friend. I'll be spending time tomorrow with this man named Jesus Christ. So if Jesus were here today and I was sitting down right there in front of Courtney, if he'd stand up here and I'd ask if I'm Jesus and I'd, Homer, who do you say that I am, Homer? You are Jesus? Here I go. Bet you'd laugh if I fell, didn't you? Y'all even start laughing. Good. Homer, you say that I'm Jesus. He would look at me with those eyes of fire, with love and compassion in his voice. He would look at me eyeball to eyeball, and I'd be. He said, if you desire to come after me, take up your cross and deny yourself. Deny the things of this world that you still like, Homer. I'll give you the power to say no to that stuff. Do you know why he said in 1 John chapter 5? See, the things that he asked me to do is to walk in his love. Walking in his love is doing everything that's right and turning down everything that's wrong. When he said that his commandments are not a burden to me and you, you know why he said that? He said, his commandments are not a burden to me and you. You know why? His commandments are not a burden to me and you because they live inside of us. His commandments, his love is part of us. Wherever we go, they go. I was created to love God, and loving God is nothing more than obeying his word. When God asks a man and a woman that's going through a hard time in marriage, when they know as Christians that divorce is not approved of God, and they know to work it out inside of them, what do you think that is, that instruction that's telling them to work out their marriage? What do you think that is? That's called what? Love. When a young lady knows as a Christian young lady that that man can't touch her, what do you think that is, that instruction that the young lady feels, that knowing that she has to walk abstinent? What is that instruction? It's love. All things that we know to do right in God is love. All things that we know not to do that are wrong is love. Make no mistake on what love is. Love is not an emotion. Love is a lifestyle where me and you taste and see that God is so good. Where we love him more than any lust of the flesh. Where every decision that we make is based on His word inside of us. I want to taste and see that He's good. I want to know the power of my God. And you do too. That's why you're so quiet tonight. And I believe that some of you in here are so hungry for God. You've been beaten up by the things of this world. But that's okay, my friend. Because His blood can cover your sin. He ain't mad at any of you. But if you have an ear to hear, hear the voice of the Lord. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace, church, and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. Meaning, I see you, Alex. I see what you stand for, boy. I see what you stand for. All that I have in heaven, son, is all yours. Because your tongue speaks no evil. Your lips speak no hypocrisy. Because you depart from evil, you do good, Alex. Your Papa God has His eyes on you. His ears are open unto your cry. Because you love me, Alex. That's what I want more than anything. So one thing that I do has allowed me to walk in His love. Now, having attained it, I'm almost done. One of the things that it would be an injustice for me to tell you to walk in love and not show you how to walk in love. One of the things that I do, and I'm almost done, is I pray in tongues so much. Pray in the Spirit so much. What? Right underneath my breath. I started praying about a month and a half. I've always done a good job throughout my life, more or less, being consistent with God. So when the doctor told me that I was legally blind, he said, and your vision is going to deteriorate. You'll never see again. You'll probably be blind, completely blind. I ran into God. I thought about my kids. I thought about my wife. One thing that I want to see real bad in my life, and it's really not an important thing. See, I love Immokalee. I love Immokalee football. I love the kids of this town. I want to see both my boys, Elijah and Quentin. I told Quentin, you got to promise me, son. I want to see both my boys on that field next year together. One at fullback and one at running back. I want to see my boys on the field praying for the school in town that I love. That's just one thing that I want to see. I want to see my baby Julie. I want to see her graduate from the Air Force. I want to see that. I want to see Nathaniel prosper in life. I want to see. There's just things I want to see, so I know I'm going to see again. But I went into prayer, you know, several hours a day. And I was so, this is what praying in tongues can do for you guys. If you just do, don't ask me questions. I don't have time to teach you today. I might go into it next week. I was just praying in tongues for hours, and I would go in there, Ashton. I said, I'm going to build my faith up, Ashton. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. I'm going to say, this is the day, Barbara. I know I'm going to see. And I would wake up in the morning. I had my eyes closed real tight because I knew when I opened them up, I was going to see everything. So I started a month and a half ago. I'd pray them hours and confess God's word. And I'd squeeze my eyes real tight. When it was time to wake up, I wanted to fool myself. I didn't want to. Okay. One, two, three. Still couldn't see. So I'd get up again the next day, Miss Ashton. I'd do it again. Pray my hours. Wake up in the morning. This is it, Deidre. This is the morning. I close my eyes real tight. One, two, three. Boom. Still couldn't see. So I did it day after day. And guess what? I'm still doing it. But see, the Holy Spirit, through our prayer language, works out and gives us the things that we need the most in our life. See, I know I'm going to see again. If I don't see again, I'll die believing it was God's will for me to see. I will go at it 100%. believing, my God, that it was His perfect will for me to see. So what point are you making? I would pray in tongues so many hours a day that I began to see a sensitivity inside of my spirit where I would cry so much and I'd laugh. Laugh. I'd cry. I'd be content. And I began to forget that I was even blind. But I remember when I would run into the wall, I remember real quick, pow. But there was so much joy building in my spirit. Yeah, I'm healed. I forgot I was blind. Pow, fall down over a toy on the floor. But the Holy Ghost praying those hours inside of me, praying in tongues over, was praying the thing that I needed the most in my life. And there's such a, my heart is crying out so much right now to obey God from A to Z in my life. See, the eyesight, it's coming. But praying in tongues, it brought me to a place where I'm a lot more sensitive to people and to the things of God. So I beg you, put 30 minutes out of your day to pray in the Spirit, man. Pray in tongues underneath your breath. 5 days a week, man. 5 days a week, just 30 minutes a day underneath your breath. Come on, guys, please. The ones that are talking the most are the ones that I'm talking to. I don't know who's talking, but this is to help you, man. You want to be stuck in your rut the rest of your life? Be it unto you. You want to play with life and not know where your home is after you die? Be it unto you. I want happiness here on earth. I want to taste and see how good my God is. I want to learn how it is to be a better father, a better husband, a better man. And all that I want to do and be is found in God, the Holy Spirit. So I just stay there. Set aside 30 minutes a day just praying in tongues underneath your breath. I promise you, I guarantee you a change in your life. I guarantee you, you'll see your appetites for the world diminish and your appetite for God's word increase. See, the church has been reading the Bible for years with no change. But I beg you, I'm not even going to teach it tonight, but I beg you, find you a tree somewhere. In your room for time yourself for 30 minutes, man. Spray in tongues. And it will lead you in the direction that you will know that you need to go in. I would rather be blind and happy inside of my heart than to see and be miserable. I'd rather lose all my eyesight, every bit of it, to know that I got the joy of the Lord in my heart and to live with perfect eyesight, flirting with the world. But see, when I find all that God is, this will be automatic. This will be automatic. I desire to taste and see that God is so good. God, I lusted after that hamburger today. I wanted to bite it all so bad. My friend Deidre had other plans. You're lucky you let me hold it, Deidre, and I would have, you wouldn't have got it back, son. But it's okay, because I got a debit card. I'm going to go get me one after church. I'm not here to judge. I'm done. All right, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you overcome your number one enemy. You know who your number one enemy is? And not Satan. It's yourself. It's yourself. It's yourself. God's word is sufficient. and it will affect every single area of your life. I'm going to go on and teach more about tongues in these weeks to come. But right now, you don't need me to teach you to learn from it. Just pray in them. Alex has a class here, a prayer time every Monday, every Tuesday, and Thursday. You can learn more in that class being taught by God than you ever could from me. Miss Barbara prays here every Sunday. She'll love to have you pray with her every Sunday. But taste and see, my friends, that the Lord is good. Taste and see that He's good. How can you taste and see? By trusting in Him. How do I trust in Him? By fearing Him. How do I fear Him? Keeping my tongue from evil, my lips from speaking deceit, departing from evil, doing good, seeking peace, and pursuing it. How do I do that? First, you get born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. Then you pray in your prayer language for 30 minutes a day, and you'll see God just melt that ugliness away in you. Maybe not as fast as you want it to be melted away, but He's going to work on you, friend. He's going to work on you. But you got to give Him the opportunity. I'm going in with or without you. I want you by my side. I'm going to find God all by myself. Everybody in the youth ministry has abandoned this ministry. We have no bus drivers anymore. They're gone. No bus drivers anymore. Didn't give me no notice, no nothing. And it bothered me for a while. And I didn't realize how much it bothered me. It bothered me without me even knowing it bothered me. But I have a lady that prays every single week for this youth ministry. And Miss Barbara Fish, what else could a man want? For a lady to stand and pray and for church while it's going on. I got Alex and Renee. I got Onali. I got my wife. I got those that have a heart to serve Jesus. What more could I want? Taste and see that the Lord is good. I want you to be what God has called you to be. And so does the Holy Spirit. You can't live your life the way you want to live it and expect to fall in love with Jesus Christ. If you're living the way of the world and you think you love God, all you're feeling is an emotion. But if you live your life according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that, my friends, is love. I can't say I love my wife and have several affairs with different women and say that I love my wife. That's not love. Love is me going home to her and holding her and her only in my arms. That's love, my friend. Loving God means one thing and one thing only, these last words. It's to do what's right in Him. And when me and you learn to do what's right in Him, we have tasted, we've trusted Him. And if we trust Him, we're about to taste and see how powerful He is. That's why I know that I'll get my 2020 back. I know it. I can feel it. It's right around the corner. And the whole world's going to know that I was legally blind, but now I can see, baby. The whole world, I'm going to tell that doctor and his mama. He said, "You'll never see again, fat boy." I said, "I can see so good. I seen what tag number's on your car and I'm going to flatten your tires because you were mean to me, sir." I'm going to tell the whole, I'm going to put it on Facebook. I'm going to get a whole bunch of friends. Say, "I was blind, but now I can see. I was blind, but I can see." They had to tell me today what I was eating on my plate. "What's this?" "That's the macaroni." "What's that?" "That's the boiled egg." I had no problem finding it with my fork, though. And I ate two plates. And I ain't lying. I got to tell my wife when I walk down the street, okay, when I'm walking, if there's somebody that I know, let me know that it's them so they won't think I'm rude. You just wait. I promise you. I promise you. My God will give me what is mine. May not be today. Then again, it might be. When I believe that He can do it, He'll do it. My faith is stronger than it's ever been. My resolve to serve Him is stronger than it's ever been. So come with me on this journey, my friends. Come with me on this journey of encountering this man named Jesus Christ. And don't forget, the first thing He's called me and you to do is to tell the world of who Jesus Christ is. I challenge you this week. Tell somebody. Don't teach to them. Don't teach them. Tell them about Jesus. Say, can I tell you about this man named Jesus Christ? Won't you come with me next Sunday night and encounter the teachings of this man? I dare you. I challenge you this week. Ask the Lord, Lord, who would you have me to tell about your goodness? Tell somebody. I dare you to tell somebody in college, in high school, on the football field. Tell them about Jesus and invite them to church. I challenge you. That's the first thing we're called to do. To tell the world of who Jesus Christ is. Or go back and call a friend that you know used to be on fire for God and give him or her encouraging words and bring them to church next Sunday and let's see them grow in God. We're called to that first and foremost. You don't have to be a preacher to tell somebody that Jesus Christ died and He rose again. Ponder them words and take them to heart. God loves you so much. And He wants you to taste and see how good He is. Tasting and seeing how good He is a lifestyle of living your life, my life, according to the ways of His kingdom. Love, mercy, truth, pure in heart, forgiving. That's the way of the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Big D. Ah, that hamburger tastes so good. I look so luscious. Who's going to bless me to buy a hamburger today? Was it double or triple, Deidre? Double. I want a quadruple four. Amen. Did you learn a little something today? I don't know if many of you know, I used to stutter real bad. I mean, real bad. There's a place, I don't know if Barbara remembers, it used to be called Jackie's Place on, what's that, 8th Street? No. What is that, 1st Street? Or your mom has that laundromat. What's it called? That's 1st Street? There used to be a restaurant there called Jackie's Place. Oh, my God. Best hamburgers in the world, Deidre. And I used to stutter real bad. I mean, bad. I mean, you know, back when you stuttered, and I'm done already. When you stuttered, I was taught by a speech therapist that when I started stuttering to draw a box, you just 1, 2, 3, 4, and you wouldn't, and it worked. So I began to stutter like a dummy in front of everybody. The dog ate the cat. And it would work. Honestly, God, that was one of the things I was told to do. They said, if you start stuttering in front of people, draw a box. And it works. Okay. Yes, ma'am, I am thirsty. Can I have some water? Wow, it works. But then I got to stuttering so bad that when I do the box, I would go, you know, I couldn't get the box drawn. I went to Jackie's Place one day. I said, hey, Jackie. Hey, Homer. I was a customer there all the time. So I need a double cheeseburger. You do? Yes. So when I got my cheeseburger, she put 4 meats on it. I said, Jackie, what is this? Won't we say you want a double cheeseburger? The hamburger was that fat because I couldn't talk, man. You said you want a double cheeseburger. You know what, though? I ate it. I tore it up, Big Deidre, and I wish you would have been there. I wouldn't have gave you none. Guys, pray.